Dallas gets it done with Dak Prescott, right? He got a $60 million and only for 4 years. So Dak cleaned Jerry's clock on that one. And they cleaned the Cleveland Browns clock, except they only had 265 net yards, Baldy. And I think it, that one, again, might have had a lot more to do with the guy playing quarterback for Cleveland and Cleveland's offensive line than anything else. Is this another Dallas Cowboys home game bloodbath, or are the Saints a little frisky?
The Saints are better. Saints are definitely better. I mean, this Taliese Fuaga at left tackle was, I mean, he looked like Willie Rofe out there. He was fantastic. I mean, they ran the ball much better. Derek Carr hit the home run to Rashid Shaheed. They look better on offense. Defensively, they're still very talented. This Dallas team, though, I mean, one thing, you can say a lot of things about the Cowboys, and we know how long it's been since the championship game, you know, appeared. All that. They can draft, Jason. They can flat out draft. I mean, they got this kid, Kalen Carson, fifth round out of Wake Forest, playing, you know, the left cornerback position because of the injury to Deron Bland.
Right.
And, you know, where's number 21? He's got a towel hanging out. I mean, honestly, he's not, he kind of, I mean, you don't want to say it, but you're like, man, that looks like Deion out there. Like the kid, he breaks on the ball. Like I remember in the draft, Jason, like there was a fifth round. And everybody's like, well, what are you doing at running back? This is a great round to get a running back. And there were some running backs on the board. And they drafted this Kalen Carson. They said, like, it's too good. You know, it's one of those debates. You get in a war room and you're like, we need a running back. You know, but this kid is almost too good to pass up. You can't have enough good corners. The kid went out there. I mean, his break on the ball, his tackling. Then you look at DeMarvian Overshawn, you know, out of Texas. He's playing inside linebacker. He actually makes Micah look normal out there, his speed to the ball. Like, they fly to the football. It's the best game I've seen Tank Lawrence play in years. Like, they were so fast. Now, Deshaun was awful in Cleveland. I'll give you all that. But their defense is so fast. Like, you mentioned the amount of yards that they gained. But, you know, you got two rookies playing on the offensive line, Cooper Beebe at center. You got Tyler Guyton at left tackle. And there's Myles Garrett and, Zadarius. And, like, it's – the way that they game planned around it so that Miles didn't ruin the game was amazing to me. I thought Mike McCarthy did a great job game planning. And then Zimmer, look, we all know Zim. Like he's not a fun guy, no. Be honest with you. He coaches hard, but sometimes you got to be coached hard. Like if the approach doesn't change, maybe I don't believe he's softened at all, but that defense played great. I think the Saints are going to have a hard time in his game. I like the Cowboys, and I like the way that they played in Cleveland. And I like the whole – Dak was very, very good, very efficient. CD looked like he didn't skip a beat. Are they Super Bowl ready? No. But they're a good team, though. Still a good team.
Maybe the most eagerly awaited debut of week one came in the final game of week one, Baldy. We got to see Aaron Rodgers in a new shade of green for more than four snaps. In this season opener. I don't know, man. It looked to me a lot like his final year in Green Bay. A lot of shorter passes. Dynamic. They're playing a tough team. It's the road. I mean, I understand that. He looked like a four-year-old. Me, Baldy, coming off an Achilles with a lot of new pieces and a lot of work to be done.
Well, I mean, the touchdown, Alan Lazard was a dime. You know, they get the offsides call. I mean, he just picked them apart. You know, they couldn't run the ball at all, Jason. Let's face it. I mean, Breece Hall is a hell of a back. I mean, they got whipped up front. So, you know, they had five of their six possessions in the first half. They didn't get a first down. You know, you drop a third down, you know, stick route to Lazard. You can't convert on third. Like, yeah, Aaron wasn't great, but they didn't have enough plays to really stay on the field. They have to be able to run the ball better. Like, they invested heavily in the offensive line, and they didn't really play particularly well. Now, that doesn't say anything about, you know, and like you've got literally he threw the ball to three players. He threw it to Breece Hall, to Garrett Wilson, and Alan Lazard. Like, you have to open this off. You got to stay on the field to open the offense up. And then defensively, I have a lot of respect for DJ. I have a lot of respect for C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams. I think they're a great tandem. I mean, they were sat there catching blocks all day long. Like, they hadn't Like, I don't know what they were thinking. And the fact is, this Hassan Reddick holdout is awful. I mean, I don't know if Hassan wants to play. Joe Douglas has got his feet dug in the sand, but they need a third rusher bad. They don't have a third rusher. And so Jermaine Johnson, you know, Quinnen Williams were pretty invisible against San Francisco. But, I mean, Bill Callahan can coach offensive line. Like, they miss, you know, they had Bryce Huff last year. He was the third guy. They had John Franklin Myers. He was really good on the edge. Like, they don't have those guys right now. And so I don't know that this defense built around, you know, a defensive front is all that at this point right now. So I'm pretty concerned. And I don't know if they get Hassan Reddick in, what kind of player he's going to be after not, who knows what he's done, what kind of shape he's in. But they don't look like the defense I think we thought they were going to be.
Well, look, and Baldy, you mentioned Callahan. Like, Tennessee comes, Tennessee's running the ball. I know Derrick Henry's not there anymore, but what do you know? They can run the ball. And I thought what Tennessee did defensively kind of got lost in the mix because it was all about Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams. Like, what Denard Wilson did in his fame as a defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans on the road, a Chicago team that all I heard all summer long is, oh, my God, it's such a great skill guys. Like, this is the best spot Caleb Williams could Tennessee at all. Like, I mean, the kid had seven completions in the first half of the game. I know Chicago won on a bunch of miracles, but like, Tennessee looked like a team that can beat you up.
They played great defense, Jason. The Bears didn't get one deep shot the whole day. They called a bunch of them. They didn't convert one. Levis made a couple plays. Tony Pollard looked good. The left side with Skoronski and Latham is going to be formidable. They upgraded the center position. Like, they're pretty good up front. Callahan can coach. He's as good as there is. So it's going to be tough. I mean, I'm going to get to it, but this Tavondre Sweat opposite, you know, Jeffrey Simmons inside, good luck. Good luck moving either one of those guys. I mean, they're built from the inside out. You know, they went out and got L'Jarius Sneed for a reason. The guy is just a flat-out dog. And so I could see them going, okay, L'Jarius, you go where Garrett Wilson goes. You know, or you go take Alan Lazard out and we'll just double Garrett Wilson. You know, like the old Belichick thing. Like, either way, they've got flexibility to be able to do either one of those things. Then it's a question of, you know, are they going to be able to unleash Breece Hall against, you know, Harold Landry and Sweat and Simmons? And it's good. It's a really good group. So it's going to be a challenge for this Jets right here. They, you know, they play three games in 11 days. Or 10 days,
yep.
You know, they play Monday night, Sunday on the road, and then Thursday against the Patriots. I mean, they have to come out of this thing 2-1, and then they play Denver at home. So they have to get out of September 3-1. If they don't, if they're 2-2 or anything else, like, I don't know what's going to happen to this team.